Rules, Chapter 10, page 98. If it fits in your mouth, it's food. Tuesday, I bring something to the clinic I've never brought before. Something that means I need to leave the top of my backpack unzipped, and instead of swinging it to my shoulder, I carry it gingerly in my arms. Jason is already there when I arrive, his wheelchair parked next to my usual spot on the couch. Hi! I sit beside him, arranging my backpack on my lap. Thanks for the carrots. Did guinea pig like? They thought they were awesome. In fact, I pull my backpack zipper all the way down. A furry, eager face pops out. What's up? And more to the point, what's for lunch? Pellets? Carrots? Ooh, is that carpeting down there? This is nutmeg, I say, cradling her against my chest. And she says, thanks for the carrots. Nutmeg has chocolate brown whorls of fur, glossy black eyes, and a friendly personality. Of my two guinea pigs, I figured she'd be most tolerant of Jason's sudden movements and noises. Jason's mouth hangs slack. Would you like to pet her, I ask? She might squeal, but she doesn't bite. Awesome! Nutmeg walks across Jason's communication book. She sniffs the air and poops on Van. Sorry. I jump to grab a tissue from the box on the receptionist's desk. Nutmeg, what kind of hello is that? Gross hello. I clean Jason's book. You can say that again. Gross hello. Very funny. I reach into the front pocket of my backpack. Speaking of jokes, I made words for you. When I look up, Jason is stroking Nutmeg's back with his fingertips. I can see by the clench of Jason's jaw how hard he's struggling to control his movements to not frighten her. When he brings his hand away, he's trembling. I pretend not to notice, afraid it'll embarrass him. This first card is joke. I thought you could use the word when you're telling a joke, or being sarcastic, to make sure the other person knows you're kidding. Like, word? And this is whatever. I lean over to whisper. It's good for annoying your mother. At least it has that effect on mine. I demonstrate swinging my gaze to the ceiling. Whatever. Jason grins. Good job. Whatever. I move Nutmeg over so I can slide the cards word after word in Jason's book. And this is secret. I thought sometimes we might want to talk without everyone hearing us. When one of us taps secret, we'll switch to only using your cards. Want to try it? Yes. I look around for something to talk about. Out the window, a man hurries across the parking lot, his beagle on a leash. Did you see that guy? I ask, pointing. Let's imagine who he is. The man dashes past the windows. The beagle trots beside him. The beagle trots beside him, head down, sniffing. Jason taps. Late for dog show. I give Jason a thumbs up. Good job. My turn. I imagine the man and his dog as a perfect spy team, too ordinary to be noticed. But Jason doesn't have spy or secret agent or even mysterious. Searching for Jason's book, man is a secret, is the best I can do. I was imagining them a secret agent team, I say finally. Maybe we can talk about music instead. Yes. I pull my CD player from the front pocket of my backpack. This is my favorite CD. Putting the headphones over Jason's ear isn't as awkward as last time, but I still fight the urge to shiver as his hair brushes my fingers and the backs of my palms. Hands. Who? Music. I check his book, but of course there's no card. It's... Jason taps. Secret. I clamp my hand over my mouth. Don't speak. Catherine, make word. Who? I don't have a blank card, so I remove goodbye from Jason's book and draw on the back. It's not a great picture of Avril Lavigne, but I'm in a hurry. I don't bother to slide it in Jason's book. Just lay the card on top. It's a temporary word, and he'll need goodbye more. Jason studies the picture. Headphones on, music playing. Avril Lavigne, stupid. What? I startle Nutmeg into skittering across Jason's book. Jason grins. Joke. I dip my head in my best imitation of Mom's no-nonsense look. You think you're funny, don't you? I lift one side of the headphone so he'll hear me better. My next card is going to say, you big jerk. Secret. I spoke again. I bite my tongue to keep from using it and scan word choices, lifting Nutmeg to see what she's sitting on. Jason taps, like Avril Lavigne. Me too, is all I can find to say. Hi, Jason! Jason scowls as I take the headphones off his ears. Speech woman yell all the time, he taps. I can't talk, but I hear fine. Hi, Jason! His therapist repeats louder. How's his day been going? She asks his mother. Jason's hand moves. Loud day. What a sweet little animal, the speech therapist says. But what's it doing? I glance at Nutmeg, busy chewing the edge of goodbye. I lunge for her. I'm sorry, Jason. He smiles. Goodbye, guinea pig. Watching his therapist push Jason's chair down the hallway, I hold Nutmeg against my chest, stroking her back with my fingertips. Mom, could we stop at the mall on the way home, I ask Mom. I need cardstock and a paper cutter. Jason needs so many words.